Cadmus, The White Bull. Thanks to Phaeton, desert wastes and icy polar regions now gave mankind extremes of temperature to cope with, on top of the cycle of seasons caused by Persephone's stay in the underworld. The lesson of Phaeton did not stop humankind from reaching ever higher, however. No lesson, no matter how grim, ever seems to deter us. All over Greece, kingdoms continued to rise and fall. The Grecian world encompassed Asia Minor, too, in those days, that bulge of land east of Greece that encompasses what we now call Turkey, as well as Syria and the lands of the Levant, modern-day Lebanon. The influence of this part of the world on Greek culture and myth was immense, bringing great trade, alphabetical writing, and eventually the founding of the first example of the polis, the city-state that was to reach its greatest pitch with the establishment of Troy, Sparta, and Athens. It is a story of Zeus, transformations, a dragon, snakes, a city, and a marriage. The king of the Levantine city of Tyre, Agenor, a son of Poseidon and Libya, and his queen Telephassa, a daughter of Nilus and the cloud nymph Nephele, had five children, a daughter, Europa, and four sons, Cadmus, Cilix, Phoenix, and Thasos. The children of Agenor were playing in a flower-filled meadow one afternoon when Europa wandered off and became separated from her brothers. Her eye had been caught by a beautiful white bull grazing in the long grass. As she approached, the animal lifted its head to look at her. Something in its gaze fascinated her. She moved closer. The bull's breath was sweet, and its nose soft and strokeable. She threaded garlands of flowers around its horns and ran her fingers through its thick, warmly inviting coat. Then, without quite knowing why, she lifted herself onto its back. She leaned forward and took a horn in each hand. "Oh, you beautiful thing," she breathed into its ear. "So strong and wise and kind." With a toss of its huge head, the animal started to trot forward. The trot soon became something close to a gallop. Europa laughed and urged him on. Cadmus and his younger brothers had been competing against each other to see who could throw a rock the greatest distance. Cadmus always won. He was an especially gifted thrower of stones, discuses, and javelins. They turned just in time to watch their sister being carried out of sight on the back of a bull. They ran after it as fast as they could, but the bull possessed unbelievable speed. It seemed to the brothers, impossible as it must be, that the animal's hoofs were no longer touching the ground. Panicking, they called out Europa's name and shouted to her to throw herself off. But she either didn't hear or didn't heed them. The bull rose higher and higher in the air until it had vanished from sight. Cadmus returned home and broke the news to his parents, King Agenor and Queen Telephassa. Loud was the lamentation and great the recrimination. In the meantime, the white bull flew Europa further and further west from her home kingdom of Tyre, across the Mediterranean, in the direction of the Isles of Greece. Delighted and entirely unafraid, Europa laughed as first the ground flashed beneath her and then the sea. The bull was crossing the very ocean. Europa was entranced. The journey was so remarkable that the whole landmass to the west of her homeland has been called Europe in her honour ever since. They didn't stop until they reached the island of Crete, where the bull revealed himself to be who else but Zeus. Whether it was Hera's transformation of Io into a heifer that inspired him to take the shape of a bull, we cannot know, but the trick seems to have worked, for Europa stayed happily on Crete for the rest of her life. She was to bear Zeus 3 sons, Minos, Rhadamanthus, and Sarpedon, who went on after their deaths, you may recall, to become the judges of the underworld, weighing the lives of dead souls and allotting them their punishments and rewards accordingly.